Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do we have a testimony? Just a quick one. Praise the Lord. Mindy? Well, see? Okay, let's hear it. Do we have one more? Your circumstances and what you look like right now. Even how you behave. I have some thoughts that your behavior is going to change because some of it's behavioral. Now, how many? Hallelujah. Everyone needs something to overcome. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, you see the hands. You know your word, O God, that it's true and righteous. And so, Father, we lay these things down that you might take and consume them with your fire, that they might be destroyed forever on earth, in us, and that we might be a greater example for your kingdom. Father, if there's any bitterness, any anxiety, any pressure, anything like that that's in anyone, Father, pray for a release right now, Father. I pray, O God, that everyone will be able to take communion, O God, and health will be given to their body. And a renewing, O God, of the mind like we've never known before, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah. Al, if you'll bring the communion over here, please. Larry, come. Danny, I'm going to want you to come over here. And Jim, if you would, be on this side, please. What we're going to do is you guys will take the sides, and please just pass them through as they go. And there's something very special. Hallelujah. In communion. And we were in a church. It was a nominal church, and they have it every service. That doesn't bother me. They give you the importance of the communion. But because of today, I think it's so appropriate. And we're probably going to have it a little more often. Just pray for me. One of the things is time. But if you'll take and give a little extra time, you're going to find out that God's going to give you a lot of extra time. You give Him some extra time, the recipient of that is going to be well blessed, well favored of the Lord. And so, hallelujah. How much to say and little time to say it in. But I know that I can say it and then it just be too much. I don't want to say too much. I pray that the words that have been spoken have been given to you in a way in which you can understand them. Hallelujah. And so the Lord Jesus, He did this. You know, we read the Bible and we think that the disciples were clueless. I don't think they were clueless. Just because they didn't have the Holy Spirit inside of them. You? I think they knew more than what we give them credit for. I think the pressures was there for them to be still. Because they feared for their life. Thank God we don't have to do that now. And so, He loved them so much, He said, you guys, I want to take and just share the Passover with you. I want to give you the full meaning and that the fulfillment, the completion of the Passover. I'm the bread of life. My blood has been shed. And nothing can stop its working power anymore. No religious rites of any sort. No buildings, no places, no lands. Nothing can separate me now from you guys. Hallelujah. And so I'll just read this. And when he had given thanks, hallelujah. Let's pray over the bread first. Hallelujah. Because it's Easter, I want you to have a good time. But I want you to savor this message. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Al, if you'll please pray over the bread. Amen. Hallelujah. Now let's pray over the wine, and we'll do this kind of like together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now just let me finish reading this, and then we will serve the communion. And after the same manner, let's see. And he broke it and said, "Take ye, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Please let this be known that not a bone was broken on his body. It didn't have anything to do with that. He said he became sin that we might not have to pay the penalty of sin. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, "This cup is a new testament of my blood. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and ye drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he comes." Hallelujah. That means you're going to be living a resurrected life. "Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat that bread and drink that cup." Hallelujah. And when he says examine himself, just ask the Lord to forgive you. And then and accept the forgiveness. And as you do that, you're going to receive it in a manner in which it will be healthy and wealthy in your life. Hallelujah. And so we'll just distribute the bread first. Hallelujah. Just keep praying. Just keep thinking. We're going to pass out the wine. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Jesus sitting at the table at the time of Passover. Glory to God. And the shocking news that in but a very short time, death will have been destroyed in life. Hallelujah. And so he said, take, eat. This is my body, which was broken for you. Eat in remembrance of me. And then I think he had to say, listen, you guys, the reason that we're celebrating this, you don't forget. But the death angel passed over you and saved you. Took everybody else's life. But I got to tell you something. I'm going to give my blood. And it's going to have the power to save my whole universe. I said, this is my blood. Take, drink, in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Pray that your expectations will be higher. Pray that you'll receive your healings. Pray that you'll receive the covenant. Been made in blood for you and me. It has the power to save us to the utmost. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for redeeming us. Thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you, Lord, for taking every sin. Thank you, Lord, that we have a freedom now. Thank you for the freedom to live, a liberty, purpose, to live forever, not just for an age or a time or span of time, but for eternity with thee, Lord. Ready, able, and capable of bringing righteous judgment in your order. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you, Lord, for all this. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Happy Easter. Praise the Lord.